Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. Yo, we fucking made it outside.
We outside.
I tell you what.
We outside.
We're minus one Daffy Duck.
Yeah, we lost one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Tino's not here today, but he'll be.
We fired him.
Yeah, we fired
finally.
Him.
Finally. Yeah. Now I'm the only one left.
Exactly. For now.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
Okay.
They wanted Daffy Duck and the, what is it? Tough
the
guy.
High water.
Yeah,
the
tough guy in high waters. Stupid.
Yeah. But we're going to call him in a little bit with one of the topics that we're going to talk about. But first, did you guys see the Asian water, the Exantic Asian water monitor that was posted on Morph Market?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. He was kind of cute.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of you a little. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Why me?
Because he was like born with a defect.
Oh my God. Okay. So what's my defect?
Not talking about it.
you have the...
The what?
The red hair and like something about the, I don't know.
All right, reptiles with roasting Yoshi, I guess.
No.
All right, but yeah. So, what are our actual thoughts on this?
So they're selling it.
Yes, they are selling it.
How much was it?
$4,000. Yeah.
Yo, who's selling that thing?
Can you actually pull it up? Because it has the guy's name.
There's
on it.
No way they want $4,000 for that thing.
Yeah, I mean they got a lot of. I mean, obviously, they got a lot of fucking pushback for it. But yes, they put it up for
$4,000. Oh, it has one eye.
No way.
It had one eye.
Oh, my God.
It had one eye and hardly a fucking mouth.
Bro, that makes it so much more interesting. Hold on.
Like, that's the thing. I don't like when you promote, like, what you call it? Like defects.
Yeah.
Because I've told you about the lady that was breeding the big tortoises, Galapagos, with no eyes.
Yeah.
Like, people do that on purpose because, oh, you can make money because it doesn't have any eyes. Same thing with the ball pythons.
It's the same mentality that dog breeders have.
Yeah, they will try to make
reptiles are going into that direction, whether we like it or not.
If there's a deform and the deform is cool, it's different, then people will breed for those things and then the animals end up getting hurt. Now, I'm not against finding a new home. I'm not against exactly not making any money from
it. $4,000, though?
$4,000 is crazy, bro.
That's a lot.
$4,000 is crazy.
$4,000 is crazy. Crazy, bro. Because if you're going to put $4,000 into that animal, what are you getting it for? Rescuing? You're not rescuing because you put money into it. So the person, like, if that happens again, they might push for that again. It is what it is. And then if you want it for breeding, then you're breeding that same genetic, that whatever that was, if it's genetic, which can be, but then you don't know. Then you have the people that are like, huh, let's prove if it's genetic. And then it happens again.
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
It sounds very familiar. It sounds like a whole industry, I know. Oh, man. That's why they hate me.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Mind you, I think that this is like the extreme. I don't think anybody's going to try to breed that. But I could not justify or even have the understanding of the price point for that animal. And not that that animal's life is worth, quote unquote, less.
Yeah.
But it's like, That's a serious situation. That's not like you're saying B grade.
That's probably vet bills right there.
Yeah,
whoever's getting that, it's $4,000 and $4,000 on vet bills a year.
I would hope that at least that the animal's eating well, and that's maybe how he justifies it because it's quote unquote thriving.
Yeah, for now.
But
how old is it though?
But I mean, the jaw of that fucking animal. How
that's
does it
gonna
even
be syringe
even
fed,
eat, bro?
That's a syringe-fed animal.
I don't understand what I'm looking at, honestly.
Yeah, so who was it that posted it? It says
ALA Reptiles.
Anyway. <Whoa. laughs> No.
Yo.
No. No. Timestamp. Give me a timestamp. Write the fucking timestamp. No, not...
Oh, this is hard. I need someone to write notes, bro.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Okay. All right.
Oh, who was it?
No!
What time is it?
I don't know.
I'm sweating, and it's not because we're outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so fucking buddy posted this deformed animal. Obviously, we're against this.
Yeah.
You think the backlash is worth it?
Yeah.
Like the community going back at him?
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's enough.
As everyone's doing. Like every like fuck up that somebody does, it's the same force.
You think it's a cancelable offense? Is it something that we're like, we shouldn't fuck with this guy? Or like, hey man, like just don't do that again?
I mean,
that because like the animal was born, you know, like I've hatched fucked up animals.
Yeah.
And like it is what it is at that point. But then you find it somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And like you have to be responsible with those things. It's not something that I don't think that guy is doing out of like bad intentions from like for the animal, you know.
Yeah.
He just wants to make some money because all that person is thinking about is business.
I would explain why it's bad. Instead of just straight up saying, oh, don't buy from this guy anymore, at least, like, kind of, like, present. I'm sure he has an idea.
Yeah.
But just in general, but the principle.
Business, bro. These people just have a business mindset, and all they care about is money.
Because I guess somebody would see that as a quote-unquote investment animal, like, genetically, because if it's exantic. Quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Like, but Eddie,
they don't want to lose on the money that it's worth.
Eddie from Serpentera Exotics, he had a one-eyed white tree frog. He just gave it away. He was trying to find a home for it.
That's what I would have done in that situation, because if monitors don't lay one egg, unless you get like a bunch of slugs, you're making your money back on that clutch regardless.
Yeah.
And you get one bad animal like that, you can afford to
give it to someone. Let's say like I, for example, I hatched an alligator that has a crooked jaw. Like crooked AF.
Like this one or worse?
Have you seen it?
I don't know.
I have not.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Probably worse than that. Like the teeth are over here. Tongue and everything is over here.
Nice.
And those animals, the animal that it is, it's like 15-20K. You know? That's what it's worth. Yeah. But I'm not like, but we're not like pushing for 15-20K, 5K even, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is not right.
It's not a two-headed spectacle animal. You get what I'm saying? That some people like will find like a two-headed turtle and they're like, oh, I'm going to sell it for premium because it's doing well. And it's like it'll work in a zoo setting. It's whatever. This is an animal that is like hella deformed.
Yeah. Like it doesn't look like something that is good, if that makes sense.
Do you think, now would you, this is pushing it, what I'm about to say now. Do you think that in a scenario like this, when you see the animal born like that, is that a situation to quote-unquote call the animal?
For me, it really depends. So the alligator that hatched, still alive to this day, it could have been, but we gave it a chance.
Yeah.
Like, yo, can you eat? Can you move? Can you swim? Can you do the regular thing?
Yeah.
The answer was yes, so we left him alive. That does not mean the animal is going to be bred. That does not mean that animal, like, he's still with us. You know, it's like, it is what it is. It hatched. So it really depends on the lifestyle of the animal. If he's eating, then fine, keep him alive. But if you don't want the animal, give it to somebody. I would keep the animal. I would keep it.
Yeah. But that's not justifying anything, but that's like a 6-9 foot animal in the works. In the making.
Aren't you an animal person? Like, it is what it is.
That's like one of those things where it's just like you got to be responsible for what you produce. Mm-hmm. And that's like the same argument that we have with a lot of like the big snakes.
Yeah.
Like that's one hell of an animal to just throw on somebody.
Then, like you just find somebody's out there. There's always somebody.
Yeah.
Like
right now,
thinking about it, I can probably know one person that would dig it.
Yeah.
Do you know how much the regular Xanthics are going for?
We're going to have the homie check it out.
Because we're in the woods. We got a chimpanzee and orangutan.
And orangutan.
Oh
yeah.
In the background.
They're doing they're getting our information for us.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right.
But what I was going to say, like, I could see the justification for someone selling it like that. Oh, it's a rehoming fee.
That's like one hell of a rehoming fee.
But I can see it happening. Bro, I can already see the comments on Facebook.
Honestly, if you want to adopt a child, I don't think it's that much.
That is so wrong. It's expensive.
Especially if they look like that, bro. Like, God, I'm sorry, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Because if the regular Xanthics are $8,000 or $10,000, it's like, I can see how people are going to use that excuse. Nah. But $4,000?
That's a lot of money,
That's
man.
Not a rehoming fee.
How much? $2,500?
That's crazy,
so
bro.
So it was almost double. Hold up.
You're lying. There's no way.
Hey, hold up. Fuck, where was it? Hold up.
Go back. I could understand how that's fucked up.
If he's asking for more, bro, I'm flipping the fuck out.
Okay, so we have here, I have a male Xanthic water monitor for sale. Oh, but this is an adult. He's a little over a year, and he's flawless for $2,500.
And it's an adult?
That's an adult. So it is.
He's sending a baby.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm pissed.
I had some.
Allah's crazy.
I just shut down my own hope.
Hold up. This was in 2020. This wasn't recent.
That's recent enough. That still matters. I don't give a fuck.
Hold on, I'm ready for the comments, bro.
Now, this is insane.
No, because I could see people on Facebook going to defend that shit. Like, oh, it's a rehoming fee. But if that's $4,000 versus a $2,000 animal, that's normal.
Not even, bro. Rehoming fee for four bands is crazy. For an animal that looks like freaking something ran over it, bro.
That's...
I don't know, bro. I can't justify it. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find, like, a more recent one. Exantic monitors.
Look up in the Morphe market, bro.
The Morphe market?
Morphine market.
Morphe market probably has one,
No,
bro.
There's none. There's none around.
Damn. Oh, my God. That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. I shot down my own hope.
No, but still, bro.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That makes me feel worse now.
Yeah?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's fucked up. Yeah. Four bands is crazy, bro. You're crazy. You're fucking crazy, dude.
What would you do if you... Okay, what were you going to say first?
There's still people that would freeze it.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. There's people that would.
It's funny, the two options you have. You can either sell it for more than what it's actually worth.
Quote, unquote.
Or you freeze it. Quote, unquote, yes. Or you freeze it.
Or be a nice person and give it away to somebody that wants
That's
to
That's what I would say. Look, I think... Look.
Take care of it for as long as you can until you find that person.
Or if the animal has, like, no quality of life, like, not trying to... That's a different conversation. Yeah. But if the animal is, you know, has its learning curve and then it's going, find it a home, dude. Yeah. You don't got to be...
For a small rehoming fee of $4,000.
It's weird. For a small rehoming
fee. Is that not, dude? It has its genetics. I got to keep it.
What do you do if you see that at a reptile show?
I'll freak out. Remember the last reptile show? That little enclosure I told you there was two weird animals?
Oh, yeah. Explain.
Bro, there was a Texas rat and a ball python and a little Exoterra. The ball python at the bottom, Texas rat at the top. I passed by it. I looked and I was like, by the time I got to Yoshi and I told him, they took it out.
Yeah.
They saw me and they were like, take that bitch out. I just looked and I was like, no fucking way.
But the zoo does it.
I'm like, no fucking way.
No, it was crazy.
Wow. No fucking way.
Yeah.
I like how people go crazy at reptile shows.
You're
like
crazy.
With what they're bringing, what they're putting together, the prices.
Yeah. You know who was at a reptile show recently? Nick Cage. That's Nicolas crazy. Cage.
How do you apparently. Know this?
How do I know this?
Yeah.
There was like a picture posted everywhere.
For real, I never
it
saw
was
one.
Just fucking like Nick Cage looking at chameleons. At a fucking miscellaneous reptile expo.
Yeah, leave that man alone, bro.
You about to roast him for liking chameleons?
Yeah, no. Tyler, can you look up Nick Cage and fucking... Tyler's like our Jamie right now.
I graduated, guys.
Yeah, you graduated in front of the fucking camera. Look up Nick Cage with reptiles. But apparently this dude's been keeping reptiles for like a long time.
Yeah, there's a few people, bro.
Yeah.
A few people.
Slash keeps a lot of snakes.
Yeah.
One of the guys was in Herpers. Was he?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is rapper Hobson.
Hobson, yes.
Yeah, he keeps reptiles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has monitors and stuff. Yeah.
I played a show with Hobson.
Huh?
I played a show with Hobson.
For real?
Yeah.
I'll tell you some Hobson stuff later.
Okay. One of the guys in Slayer is a carpet breeder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Slayer?
One of the guys in Slayer is a carpet breeder.
The guy from Slayer's daughter went to one of our shows when I was touring.
Cool. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Reptiles this is, connect everybody.
Yeah, they do. This is guy named Yoshi. He likes reptiles.
He's an influencer. He keeps... Damn. You pawned
Yo,
that
that's
shit.
Two for two, dog.
Nah, bro. I should have... All
right. Oh, my God. Somebody actually took a picture with him.
Yeah.
Nick Cage came into a reptile show today in Nevada. So it was one of the shows out there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I could be talking mad shit because that's just what we do on this podcast. But I think he's kept like venomous stuff too or
that's
something.
That's cool. If that's true, that's cool.
He had a two-headed rat snake. He's like,
fire.
Oh, yeah.
Not weird. Fire at all.
No.
Yeah. Why can't he keep turtles? Like, what's wrong with turtles?
That's only for people like you and I. Prime people, Eric. Prime people.
It's that's what we gotta call them.
People with culture.
Well, actually, I may have a turtle soon.
Oh shit. You might have a couple turtles soon, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Not saying much, but it's fire.
We'll see.
I
gotta say something about
the moment
that.
He gets okay.
What'd you say?
We're all gonna turn 60 years old the moment he gets his turtle, like all the turtle people.
Yeah. I wonder, because I mean, I know you when we were doing mic checks, like we were like, oh, you hear the airplanes. So I apologize if you hear airplanes. We're doing this outside for realsies.
Yeah.
But I think we should move on to. With outside stuff, moving into like invasive stuff, iguana ban.
Yeah.
So U.S. Arc, Florida, Daniel Parker posted on the U.S. Arc Florida Instagram?
Yes.
He was talking in front of a herp society, and it looks like the iguana ban that was supposed to ban...
So it's the new ban.
The new ban, yeah, not the green iguana.
Like Cyclura, Tinosaur, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff has been redacted.
Redacted. Or
something of the sort? Of the sort?
Yeah. Basically took it out of the bill that they were talking
about. I mean, that was...
All right, let's see if I got it for three. All right. So, this is the Nick Cage thing. No, we're already past Nick Cage. he had two king cobras.
Two king.
Interesting. All right, we're going to call Daniel Parker. Pull up Daniel Parker real quick. He's going to inform us about what happened. But he posted something, and he pretty much said that I guess they either took it out or that whole bill in general didn't go through. It's on speaker?
Yep.
Hello, Senor Daniel Parker. You're live on the Reptiles With podcast.
Nice to be with you guys.
Hell yeah. We're actually, we have to do one of these with you soon because we're starting to do them outside. We bought like a portable power station. So we're going to start like doing like small little herping things and doing the podcast out there.
Interesting.
Yes, sir. So can you give us like a brief description of what just happened with what you had posted with that iguana ban thing?
Well, there was a bill in the Florida House, and there was also an accompanying bill in the Senate, but only the House version mentioned iguanas. So it was it basically changed the wording in the state statutes that prohibited green iguanas, iguana, iguana, and it struck out iguana, iguana, and green. So it would have made just banned iguanas with no further definition.
So it could have been any iguana,
yes.
Huh?
Right. And the reason it was not originally, so this was a Humane Society of the United States bill, but the point of their bill was to ban dog and cat sales.
Yes.
In pet stores. But this representative, Killebrew, thought that he could get better political traction with it if he put something having to do with reptiles in it, because FWC has been lobbying against and kind of demonizing iguanas. Melissa Tucker, the director of Habitat and Species Conservation, has given testimony kind of talking about how bad iguanas are and bragging about how many iguanas they've killed and stuff, and really kind of stirred up that hostility towards iguanas on a particular committee in the House. So he wanted the bill, if he put reptiles in there, he thought that he could get it to go through that committee, which was his allies.
Gotcha.
And the bill did not end up being assigned to that committee. It ended up being assigned to the committees having to do with business and commerce. So we made it very clear to the representative that what our feelings were, and we encouraged people to call him. And also, once it became clear he wasn't going to retract the bill, we thought he might for a little bit, or remove that language, but he didn't. We campaigned against it with the representatives and the committees it was going to go to. And the chairman of those committees never gave it a hearing. So it basically just, it would have had to go through
flopped.
Committees to get a hearing. And so it never got a vote on the House floor. So because of people calling in and the work we did in Tallahassee and me visiting the individual members of the House and their staffs, we kind of prevented it from progressing at all.
Hell yeah. Well, congratulations for the work that you did, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Hell yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
It's good for all the people that keep iguanas, and we know that most other iguanas aren't really a threat to the environment. So it was, it was not well thought out, and luckily people can still keep their iguanas that aren't green iguanas. So we're very pleased with that.
Hell yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you so much, man. Have a good one.
All right.
All right. How do we feel?
Okay, so remember when we talked about it on the last podcast and I told Tina to shut the fuck up?
Okay.
Yeah, it was because of that broad statement of iguanas. Iguanas a common name. There's no such thing as just iguanas.
Okay.
Iguana technically is a broader term than just greens and the iguanids that we know.
Iguanids.
Yeah, iguanids would just be like... the basilisk,
everything,
like, everything yeah, included. Yeah, yeah. And it'll be really hard to pinpoint those things out, which I bet that's how he fought it off, or they fought it off. I didn't think it was going to pass regardless because of that.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was way too broad. They wouldn't know what's what.
Okay.
Because then you have a basilisk, right? I have the forest dragons that are from Old World.
Yeah.
And those are agamids, not iguanids, but look very similar. How are you going to tell me what's what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some species, for sure, like some of the rock iguanas and stuff, but some of them are very in the middle.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
what the fuck is that thing? You won't be able to tell. So, very broad. I wasn't sure exactly what the band was I was lifted. I thought it was the green that's at first when I first saw the video. And if it would have been that, I would have been like, just because we always need... I feel like even though it's not this generation, sometimes it has to be consequences to the things that have been done.
Uh-huh.
Now, with this extra ass shit with the other iguanas, like, nothing has happened, so I think it's a little too much of a push for them to try and do. And yeah, I just think that with more things like that, I hope it inspires people to be more fucking responsible. Because things can happen, and Daniel said they're not a threat, but they can be a threat. They absolutely can. You could have a whole population of rhinos in this bitch. Absolutely possible. Any of the other iguanas could survive in here like it's nothing. The spinies already are. You know, it's like many iguanas will survive in this bitch.
Yeah.
So everybody that has anything better be
responsible.
Build the best of enclosures.
Yeah, don't be
fucking cheap. If you don't have the money, don't fucking keep them.
Yeah, 100%. Eric, scare bot an iguana?
Scare bot?
Or stare, it's not,
it wasn't scare, bot. Scare kept. It was more just like,
there was some sort of reason to get it, because you're like, well, if it happens,
it was kind
of
like a fuck it thing. Like, well, they're taking them away. Let me just get it now before I regret it in 5 years. So let's see how it goes.
Do you regret getting it now?
No, kind of.
Why do you say it like that?
I mean, I did have to like put it outside.
Yeah.
Because I don't have space. What are you looking at me like that for?
But it's in a good enclosure and it's kept correctly, and it's not going to get out because you're a responsible reptile keeper.
I'm going to knock all this wood just in case.
No, you're going to...
How the fuck is it going to get out of that thing?
You have
it's
to
not. It's not, but hey. Yeah.
Manifest your powers, man.
Manifest, yes, correct. I got to manifest my powers.
Yeah. Let's call Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini our local Daffy Duck, because he needs to tell us about a rattlesnake roundup post that was posted recently
in Tejas, the land we stole from the Mexicans,
from Tino's people. Now I don't know, I can't post that photo, right? That's too graphic.
I think you can. There's videos of it. Those people post the videos of it. There's channels for it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That so the rattle, I don't know much. I know that we spoke about the rattlesnake roundups before on the podcast. From what I gather, it's just people going out and hunting.
Yeah, they
for sport.
They collect collect zealots. A bunch of rattlesnakes for the control of population or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they skin them alive while everybody else watches.
Ah, that's fucked.
Cut their heads off and shit.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about the rattlesnake roundup thing. You want to give us your... I know that this is something that you've spoken about, that you are passionate about. You even... I saw your comments on the thing. You want to talk about it real quick?
Yeah. So, it's pretty popular. It's been going on for years. A lot of people know about it. But if you don't know about it, it's essentially a little festival where people go ahead and they collect as many rattlesnakes as they can, dispatch them, prove that they killed as many, and it's basically a competition for who can kill the most. They have events. They have in Texas. They have beauty pageants related to the snakes, where they get the contestants to go ahead and kill snakes, to skin them, and all this like horrible stuff. This guy, he had posted, I forget his name. I'm sure we'll put it in the description or something. There's this guy who posted this year's rattlesnake roundup in Texas, the Sweetwater Casey's show. Uh-huh. And it's so brutal. Like, you see a bucket full of rattlesnake heads, and it's like, no other animal would this be tolerated. No, you could not do this with dogs and cats. You could not do this with lizards. You could not do this with livestock. You could not do this
with
any
livestock
animal, and people tolerate that.
Yeah.
No, no. I mean, like, at least at the minimum, show? Livestock is used. Livestock is used for meat. You know, they don't. Yeah, they do some jerky with the rattlesnakes, but it's not like you are not eating all those animals.
And no, they're also native animals. The most native animals to that area, and you're just fucking up that whole.
Exactly. Exactly. It's despicable. It's despicable. You have bloodbaths of these animals. You have their wriggling bodies lying around. There was one picture, I think, of 2021 or 2020. No, not 2020, because that was the pandemic. Maybe 2019, where it literally shows a wall where the kids had dipped their hands into rattlesnake blood and then just had their handprints on a wall.
Oh, that's what the disgusting, fuck? Dude.
It's disgusting. I was like, oh my gosh, that's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
So what you want to say what you commented on that post?
I was just basically thanking the guy who took the pictures to be like, hey, thank you for going ahead and posting these. I don't know if there was a fee to get in or whatever, or if he had to be kind of discreet about how he was taking photos. But I was like, dude, thanks for putting this out there so that people can, you know, spread more information. He's obviously not a supporter. There was a guy who commented on my comment saying like, yeah, dude, this isn't like, you're not exposing anything. It's not, not like it's not public knowledge. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not about that. Everybody knows the rattlesnake roundups happen. They know what happens at it. But for people who are on Instagram, you know, for people who have never seen these things, it's good exposure. It's like, you're showing them what's going on and trying to put a stop to it.
Yeah, and somebody got to give him a fight. Call Daniel Beck.
We called Daniel Parker also earlier about something.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Multiple states have stopped it in the past. You know what they've done for they have like Western Diamondbacks over there on that side, but Eastern Diamondbacks are the most popular for rattlesnake roundups, historically speaking. Do you know what they used to do?
What?
A lot of the times, a common practice was to pour gasoline into gopher tortoise burrows and animal burrows to flush the snakes out. Yep. And it's like, that you're flushing the snakes out, but you're ultimately killing everything else that's in there.
Jesus.
It's disgusting. That practice has since been banned, and a lot of those states, I think Georgia recently just had their last rattlesnake roundup ever. A lot of them have transitioned to rattlesnake conservation shows where they actually promote the protection of these animals, but... You know, Sweetwater, Texas. they're the stronghold.
Yeah. All right. You got any final words?
Yes. Stop rattlesnake roundups. If you follow me, you can go ahead and get in the link in my bio. Not a plug. I don't make any money from this. but there's the Rattlesnake Conservancy link on there. You can make a donation, and you can also reach out if you live near. If you live in the Texas area, Sweetwater area, go ahead and message your politicians, your representatives to be like, hey, I'm passionate about this, put a stop to this. We need to end this.
All right, Tino.
And you can share the post. Share the posts. Share this podcast. Let people know.
Hell yeah. All right, we'll see you next week, buddy.
Hell yeah. See you then.
All right. Bye. Okay, bye. Okay. So, do we have anything else to say about that, or you think that he hit it?
Fuck that shit. He hit it.
He hit it. All right.
He hit it. He hit it.
Good. 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 What else do we have? We have one more topic. If you could pull it up there, buddy. We were actually talking about it a little bit before, but Tino really needs to have his own like YouTube channel where he could just talk about that thing and just like.
This guy's listening to the comments y'all leave. He's trying to get rid of Tino.
No, it's not that. It's just like he has such a strong opinion, and whether we agree with him or not, like he has the time here every week where we talk for like 30 minutes to an hour. But if he could do like his own thing where it's just his point of view, and I hate to compare it to this person, but Ben Shapiro-esque, you know, where it's just him and he's just say what you're gonna say, Chuck.
If he was here, he'd punch you.
But he's told. I've asked him before, and I've been like, "Hey, like, what would you want to be like known for?" And he's told me the example. He's like, "You know how like Ben Shapiro is known for being Ben Shapiro of that?" He's like, "I want to do that, but within this."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, you do that, you know."
Yeah.
What's the topic? What's the last?
That was the last one.
Oh, really?
We can talk about my outdoor adventures.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I'm wearing boots now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing nothing.
Yeah, fucking. Wait, this.
Don't you have to pay for those though? You might have to blow that shit out.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, what's the update on your outdoor enclosures? Oh, we got a hawk.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right there, dude. I see him right there on the tree.
Neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
As you can see, I live in the outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been working on outdoor enclosures for the animals that need it, aka all the turtles and tortoises, because I signed up for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I think it's time to take that tortoise outside, because I have a little sulcata about the size of a what would you say? It's
he's pretty big. He's not little anymore,
than
buddy.
A basketball.
Yeah. I used to say softball, but she's pretty big.
Now. Yeah.
She was in like a little. It was like a little fenced-in table thing I made for her. And I'm like, you know what? You got to go outside, because she stopped functioning, so I was getting worried. So that pretty much spiraled. Oh, I can make a tortoise pen. Let me put the turtles out at the same time, and let me go ahead and put any lizards that I can also put outside. So I have the day geckos outside now. I have the pectinata outside. Most of my turtles are pretty much outdoors, hopefully full-time. And it was pretty fun. My dad and I had a couple days to start getting all that stuff figured out. You guys pretty much, I mean, it was good advice, but it also made me feel like, damn, this is like terrible. Cause I had to like line it with like the chicken wire at the bottom. I had to get certain types of wood, which is crazy because I built all of that for about $250-$270, which is like half of the price of like a 4x2 sometimes.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you realize that it's a lot more expensive, but most times you realize it's less expensive.
Yes. And it's more rewarding, too. Every time you look at it, you're 100%. Like, fuck, I did that.
The outdoor enclosure that I built for the blue tongues, just out of an example, the rack that I was keeping them in is about like a $3,000 rack, and it holds about like 30 animals. And I did it, I think I did the enclosure for just about $1,000, and it holds 15 or 16 animals, you know?
It's
so
cheaper, but it's a lot more work.
But and the animals have more space. Yeah. It's natural. They're doing their thing. You're going to enjoy keeping them outdoors. They're going to react different. They're going to act different, and then it's going to be better. It's surprisingly more maintenance because you really have to be watching them. It's not something that you could just close a bin and then just come back.
The maintenance didn't surprise me, though. I was already ready that I had to be, like, a hawk with that stuff because there's coyotes. Ah, very, very funny. There's coyotes out here. There's raccoons, possums and stuff, and they're always fucking around in the yard. So when you have turtles the size of, like, almonds and baseballs,
it can get
scary. And so you really have to make sure that you're doing everything right.
Yeah.
So I positioned it perfectly so I could see in windows. The sun hits okay. I haven't really been able to test that out yet. But it is also very, like, I don't want to say that putting your animals outside is like the end all be all. I really do think that you should really, really understand your animal, what it needs, and your own property.
Yes.
Because like people go crazy. We've talked about it before, but like my house is whole climate is completely different than my neighbor's. Yeah. I have more trees. I'm a little bit higher off the ground. The dirt is a lot more moist. Like it's a different thing. Yeah. So you really need to make sure that you're putting your animals in a spot that actually can let them live.
Yeah.
And you have to take all the precautions because we don't want any other things getting out. It's just, you got to be a lot more. I was joking earlier today with Chuck and my dad. We were talking like outside about it. I was like, I'm a farmer now. I'm a rancher. Because I'm out there checking everything's good.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. I'm like making sure everything is secure. I have to fix stuff whenever I have to fix stuff. I have to cut stuff. I've joined the outdoor keeping people. Yeah. So now I have something
now
to say.
Now you're actually part of the Reptiverse.
Oh, boy.
Oh, finally, bitch.
You know what I haven't talked about on this podcast? I got my diamond pythons.
Yeah. I haven't even seen those things. Not even a photo. That's some fuck shit. Ain't that some fuck shit? He ain't even flexing.
Yeah.
You're humble.
You know what it is? Is I haven't messed with them too much because I don't like to mess with them until they've eaten. That's the thing.
Until they what?
Until they've eaten.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've had them for a couple weeks and they haven't taken a meal, but I've done... They're a little bit more difficult. They are a little bit more difficult when it comes to that, so I've had to, like, reduce things, change things, move them in, like, a different height of enclosure because, like, the top is hotter than the bottom. Mm. So once they've taken their first meal... I think this week I was going to post, like, the unboxing. After they have their first meal, I'll start taking photos and
very
stuff
nice.
Like that. Yeah, I just want to fuck with them too much.
Are they going outside when they grow up?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you going to do anything different for their enclosure?
Keep it somewhere that has a little bit more shade.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, terrain and everything?
Make it wider.
Make it what?
Wider.
Wider?
Let's make a fire enclosure.
That's fine. We can do that. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Plants. Oh, yeah, I'm selling plants.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that
selfless
after
selfless tag.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I do want to do something nice. I think once they're about like 2 years, I'm going to just throw them outside.
Okay.
The thing is that from what I understand is this species, after talking to the guy that sold them to me and to you yesterday, this species really does prefer it colder. Mm-hmm. I've read that before, but I needed to kind of like see it out of my own experience, you know, to see how they react to certain things. Mm-hmm. But that did get me a little bit concerned with keeping them outdoors. But that's why I'm saying, like, if it's going to be somewhere where it's a little bit more shaded, I don't have too much to worry about, you know?
You can keep that year-round.
Yeah, yeah,
which
I'm
going to be excited
for. Dude, the Brettles I do year-round. I brought them.
Day geckos.
Yeah.
Crested.
The crested, I did not bring them in at all this year.
39 degrees outside. Yup.
The only thing that I did.
What's wrong with those geckos?
No. The only thing that I did with the crested geckos is I moved them to a different part of my yard. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't bring them indoors. I put them in an area
where the sun hit.
Yep.
Same.
Yo, we're undoing crested gecko care.
Yeah, because I was now they need to get hotter.
Yo, them care sheets could go fuck themselves.
Yeah. The same thing with the day geckos. The day geckos, I moved to somewhere where they were gonna get more sun. That's it. That's all. Yeah,
the day
I
geckos did surprise me. I have. Yeah.
Think about it, bro. Think about it. This is how I think about it, because I have a whole bunch of logs in there. They're basking all day long in the heat. Yep. Then they go into a hole inside the wood.
Yeah.
That's also
hot. Yeah, and then the body temperature is warming up that same hole they're in the entire night.
Yep.
They're chilling.
Yep. Well, they're not chilling. They're warming.
They're warming.
Yeah. Right.
They're slowly losing heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, sun hits again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tyler, what's our timestamp? Yeah, so let's do the, let's talk about your plants and then we'll get off.
Yeah, so did a show with you.
Yep.
A little bit. I brought like 6 fucking plants.
Yes.
Some monsteras.
Some. You brought a
snake plant.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there are 2 different types, aranzani and
deliciosa.
Yeah. So I'm going to get into plants a little more, and I want to get them inside enclosures. I have some mesh enclosures I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Getting the mesh out of the front and putting like that plastic.
Oh, getting the okay.
That way,
okay,
there, okay, yeah, okay. You can see through them, and like
that's a good idea.
And then have like day geckos and stuff in it.
Okay.
And then I could bring different ones, especially with the plant that I just got.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little bit into plants, and it's very exciting because I want to do a lot of like vivariums, like live things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The crocodile monitor I work with has like pothos, has like tons of different plants growing in it, and I feel like that sparked it. Like, I just started putting plants in different enclosures, and I'm gonna try, because it's very hard to do with some species, to get plants of the country the animals are from.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And yeah, that would be insane. It would change a lot of things. Instead of like, everybody uses pothos for every fucking animal. Pothos come from a fucking island in the middle of nowhere, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It's cool because it is. It goes into bioactivity, but imagine an enclosure designated to the country the animal is from. Mm-hmm. They do that with fish all the fucking time. You know, like a Caribbean aquarium. You have like specific fish, specific corals, mm-hmm. and it's just very cool.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not from here and you want to mimic, like you have a Puerto Rican boa. Imagine having the Puerto Rican boa and plants native to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. That's a crazy. Crazy, like this plant is this a fucking coquille frog. It's illegal, don't do it, but that would be insane.
Don't say that.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be insane,
yeah.
to be able to pull off. So I want to do some things like that with the plants. And I went to a plant
expo sale
thing. You guys went to yesterday.
Yeah.
It was cool as fuck,
dude. It was fucking awesome.
Expensive too.
I like, so I the 3 years that I've lived here, I've bought, like, you know, my wife and I have bought little plants here and there, and I'll show up with a, like, I showed up, the last one that I bought was the albo, and I was just like, hey, look what I got you, just make sure that I can like cut a little piece for me later, you know, so I can resell it. But I've bought it more for the aesthetics, but now that you've been getting into it, it's kind of like sparked me to get like heavier into it, and I'm like, damn, maybe I do want to get some more plants and like have like a nice greenhouse outside. And then my wife's like, I want a fairy garden. So I was like,
oh boy,
shit, dude. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna be going balls deep. Like,
you saw
plants.
The one I got, bro.
Yeah,
I love that thing.
Yeah, I think it's like,
I'm gonna get an albo next as well. I have a few in mind that I want to get into. That one that I just got is from Brazil. So I want to get like something from, like, an animal from Brazil, having a Brazil enclosure.
The rainbow,
huh?
You got the rainbow.
The rainbow.
Me cago en mi. You forgot that you got that animal.
Me cago en mi, cabrón. I got an animal from Brazil.
You still have a rainbow bow?
We all forgot that he had a rainbow bow.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. Where the fuck was that snake?
It's my favorite snake.
You're crazy, bro.
What?
I mean, it's all right.
Fuck y'all.
It's cool.
It's one of my favorite snakes growing up.
So, our first outside podcast, how do we feel? We like this?
Yeah, bro. It's pretty breezy. Feels good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Well, I mean, I think we got this down packed. I think we're good to start.
But it's not the first, though.
No, it's not. Split Oak.
Oh, true.
This is the second of many.
Well, this one's a fucking full fucking podcast. The other one, we're just like, hey,
true, okay.
we're advocating for something, and then we're like, go outside.
The last one was a snack. This is the full course meal. Yeah.
All right. The last thing I'll say then is we got fucking merch. It's the best reptile merch in the world, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Correct.
So support your boys, the Reptiles with Coffee, a bunch of different kinds of shirts, a hat that I'm going to order soon, and all that jazz, modernreptileshop.com. And I think that's it. That's the Reptiles with Podcast. Goodbye.